ಕೃತೇ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ನಾರಾಯಣಂ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತ್ಯಂ ನರಂ ಚೈವ ನರೋತ್ತಮಂ ದೇವೀಂ ಸರಸ್ವತೀಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಂ ತತೋ ಜಯ ಮುದೀರಯೇತ್ ನಷ್ಟಪ್ರಾಯೇಷು ಅಭದ್ರೇಷು ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಭಾಗವತ ಸೇವಯ ಭಾಗವತಿ ಉತ್ತಮ ಶ್ಲೋಕೆ ಭಕ್ತಿರ್ಭವತಿ ನೈಸ್ತಿಕಿ. ರೀಡಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಾಮ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟೋ 4 ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 25 ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ನಂಬರ್ 10. ಆಸೀತ್ ಪುರಂಜನೋ ನಾಮ ರಾಜಾ ರಾಜನ್ ಬೃಹಸ್ರುವ ತಸ್ಯಾ ವಿಜ್ಞಾತ ನಾಮಾಸಿ ಸಖಾ ವಿಜ್ಞಾತ ಚೇಷ್ಟಿತ ಆಸೀತ್ ಪುರಂಜನೋ ನಾಮ ರಾಜಾ ರಾಜನ್ ಬೃಹಸ್ರುವ ತಸ್ಯ ವಿಜ್ಞಾತ ನಾಮಾಸೀತ್ ಸಖಾ ವಿಜ್ಞಾತ ಚೇಷ್ಟಿತ.
ಆಸೀತ್ ಪುರಂಜನೋ ನಾಮ
translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. My dear king, once in the past lived a king named Puranjana, who was celebrated for his great activities. He had a friend named Avijnata, the unknown one. No one could understand the activities of Avijnata. Repeat.
My dear king.
Once in the past lived a king named Puranjana, who was celebrated for his great activities. He had a friend named Avijnata, the unknown one. No one could understand the activities of Avijnata. Purport. Every living entity is Puranjana. The word Puram means this body within this form. Jana means living entity. So everyone is Puranjana. Every living entity is supposed to be the king of his body, because the living entity is given full freedom to use his body as he likes. He usually engages his body for sense gratification, because one who is in bodily conception of life feels that the ultimate goal of life is to serve the senses. This is the process of karmakanda. One who has no inner knowledge, who does not know that he is actually the spirit soul living within the body, who is simply enamored by the dictation of the senses, is called a materialist. A materialistic person interested in sense gratification can be called Puranjana, because such a materialistic person utilizes his senses according to his whims. He may also be called a king. An irresponsible king takes the royal position to be his personal property and misuses his treasury for sense gratification. The word Brihasrava is also significant. The word Srava means fame. The living entity is famous from ancient times, for as stated in Bhagavad Gita, Najayate Mrite. The living entity is never born, never dies, because it is eternal. The activities are eternal, although they are performed in different types of bodies. Nahanate Annamane Sarira. He does not die even after the annihilation of the body. So the living entity transmigrates from one body to another and performs various activities. In each body, the living entity performs so many acts. Sometimes he becomes a great hero, just like Hiranyakashipu and Kamsa, or in the modern age, Napoleon and Hitler. The activity of such men are certainly very great, but as soon as their bodies are finished, everything else is finished. Then they remain in name only. Therefore, a living entity may be called Brihasrava. He may have great reputation for various types of activities. Nonetheless, he has a friend whom he does not know. Materialistic persons do not understand that God is present as the super soul, who is situated within the heart of every living entity. Although the Paramatma sits beside the Jivatma as a friend, the Jivatma, living entity, does not know it. Consequently, he is described as Avijnata Sakha, meaning one who has an unknown friend. The word Avijnata Cheshtita is also significant, because a living entity works hard under the direction of the Paramatma and is carried away by the laws of nature. Nonetheless, he thinks himself independent of God and independent of stringent laws of material nature. It is stated in Bhagavad Gita, Asya Dhyoyam Adahyoyam అక్లేద్య అసోషయవచ నిత్య సర్వగత స్థాను అచలోయం సనాతన. దిస్ ఇండివిజువల్ సోల్ ఇస్ అన్బ్రేకబుల్ ఇన్సాల్యుబుల్ అండ్ కెన్ బి నైదర్ బర్న్ నార్ డ్రైడ్ ఈజ్ ఎవర్ లాస్టింగ్ ఆల్ పర్వేడింగ్ అన్చేంజబుల్ ఇమ్మూవబుల్ అండ్ ఎటర్నల్లీ ది సేమ్. ది లివింగ్ ఎంటిటీ ఇస్ సనాతన ఎటర్నల్ బికాజ్ యూ కెనాట్ బి కిల్డ్ బై ఎనీ వెపన్ బర్న్ ఇన్ టు యాషెస్ బై ఫైర్ సోక్డ్ ఆర్ మాయిజెంట్ బై వాటర్ నాట్ డ్రైడ్ అప్ బై ఎయిర్ ఈజ్ కన్సిడర్డ్ టు బి ఇమ్యూన్ టు మెటీరియల్ రియాక్షన్స్ ఆల్ దో ఈ చేంజింగ్ బాడీస్ ఈజ్ నాట్ ఎఫెక్టెడ్ బై ది మెటీరియల్ కండిషన్స్ ఈజ్ ప్లేస్డ్ అండర్ మెటీరియల్ కండిషన్స్ అండ్ ఈ యాక్ట్స్ అకార్డింగ్ టు ది డిక్టేషన్స్ ఆఫ్ ది స్వయం సూపర్ సోల్ యాజ్ స్టేటెడ్ ఇన్ భగవద్గీత సర్వస్వ చాహం హృది సన్నివిష్టో మత్తర్ స్వతిర్ జ్ఞానం అపోహనంచ ఐఎమ్ సీటెడ్ ఇన్ ఎవ్రీ వన్స్ హార్ట్ అండ్ ఫ్రమ్ మీ కమ్ రిమెంబరెన్స్ నాలెడ్జ్ అండ్ ఫర్గెట్ఫుల్నెస్ థస్ ది లార్డ్ యాజ్ పరమాత్మ ఇస్ సిచ్యువేటెడ్ ఇన్ ఎవ్రీ వన్స్ హార్ట్ అండ్ ఈ గివ్స్ డిరెక్షన్స్ టు ది లివింగ్ ఎంటిటీ టు యాక్ట్ ఇన్ వాట్ ఎవర్ వే ది లివింగ్ ఎంటిటీ డిజైర్స్ ఇన్ దిస్ లైఫ్ అండ్ ఇన్ ప్రీవియస్ లైఫ్స్ ది లివింగ్ ఎంటిటీ డస్ నాట్ నో దట్ లార్డ్ ఈస్ గివింగ్ ఇమ్ ఎ ఛాన్స్ టు ఫుల్ఫిల్ ఆల్ కైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ డిజైర్స్ నో వన్ కెన్ ఫుల్ఫిల్ ఎనీ డిజైర్ వితౌట్ ది శాంక్షన్ ఆఫ్ ది లార్డ్ ఆల్ ది ఫెసిలిటీస్ గివన్ బై ది లార్డ్ ఆర్ అన్నోన్ టు ది కండిషన్డ్ సోల్ ఓం అజ్ఞాన తిమిరాంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజన శలాఖయ చక్షురోన్మీలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః శ్రీచైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూప కదామయం దదాతి స్వాపదాంతకం. జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార శ్రీవాసాది గౌరభక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే. తో నారద ముని ఈజ్ నౌ హియర్ స్టార్టెడ్ educating, enlightening his disciple Raja Prachin Barisat. So no one with any amount of worldly experience, worldly knowledge, or one may even be very frustrated and disgusted, still he cannot give up his materialistic way of life because no one wants to die and everyone thinks that today is not a good day, maybe tomorrow, maybe next, maybe in the future. So, by nature, we are eternal and blissful. So we don't give up hope. We don't know how exactly to attain eternity and bliss. But right from ant to Brahma, ఎస్ంద్ర గోప మదవేంద్ర మోస్వకర్మ బంధానురూప ఫలభాజనమాతనోతి కర్మా నిర్దాతికింతు చ భక్తి భాజాం గోవిందమాది పురుషం తమహం భజామి. సో ఇన్ బ్రహ్మ సంహిత ఇన్ దట్ శ్లోక సేయింగ్ దట్ ఇంద్ర గోప్ అండ్ ఇంద్ర Indragop is the name of insect. It's in the name Indra, but it is not anything to do with the great person Indradev. This is insect Indragop. Like in Telugu, we have a, you know, we see an insect called Gollabama. Gollabama. Have you heard some? It's like a long green, like a grasshopper, like that. So because the woman walk with dancing gait, so this insect, it is also a special gait, so they name it Gollabama. That means there is woman walk in a way that attracts, and similarly this insect, so that insect's walking is special. It makes different movements, so it's called Gollabama. So when we use the word Gollabama or Indragopa, it has nothing to do with as the name designates, but it's the name of an insect. Like Prabhupada told one famous story, it's called Mr. Sargal. Who has heard this story? Mr. Sargal. So, one time, in a country, there was a king and a queen, and queen had a liking for a donkey. Different people love different animals. Like we were reading yesterday, in the West sometimes even people like pigs, piglets. Yeah, piglets are also very attractive. So people nicely carry them. Whoever is attracted to a kind of animal, actually their consciousness is also like that. If someone is attracted to a puppy, the child of a dog is called puppy, or a kitten, the child of a cat is called kitten. So similarly, this this person was attracted to a donkey. So with affection he named the donkey Sargal. Sargal is the name. And after a few years the donkey died. So generally when it is your pet, you love it. When it dies, you feel little upset and morose. So this queen became morose, and if queen becomes morose, it is a big news. Everybody will come to greet the queen, and everybody wants to get some favors from the queen. So people are like daily, they were coming, and they saw that the queen was not in good mood. So they asked, "Madam, what is it?" "No, you know, my Sargal died." Oh my God, so everybody had to sympathize. The queen's some relative has died. So then everybody, to please the queen, they are also sitting there with melancholy or with some sad face. So the sad face is increased, you know, like if somebody dies in some house, all their relatives and knowing people, they come and sit there. As though they are sharing their sadness with them. So similarly, the people who are coming to the queen, the number was growing, and everybody was saying, "Sargal died, queen's Sargal died." So then they thought, it is queen's Sargal, so we should actually declare holiday. should actually. So they started wearing black and then like that. And then the king also came to know, because so many people are coming, Sir girl died. So that they thought he is some important person. In any case, if he is so important, we want to honor him. The king said, we want to honor him. So, what is the history of this Sir girl? Then everybody started looking, I don't know. He said Sir girl died, and he said Sir girl died. Then they went to trace the whole thing back. And then they said, it is the news from the queen. And then they asked the queen. The court minister went to the queen. Madam, the king wants to honor the Sir girl. Who is the Sir girl? The whole nation is mourning for him. He said, it is my dear donkey. So, the point is that people are simply headlessly, they follow each other. Nobody wants to question. If you question, you are considered a heretic, outcast. You know, in the history of science, only for the last 300 years, there is this explosion of science and technology. Everybody questions. But before that, whatever the leaders of the society, the earth is flat. So earth is flat. If somebody challenges it, immediately you will be considered, how dare you challenge the authority. But as people are curious, so they don't want to be suppressed. They don't want to be forced. So nowadays, also generally in science, we are told that there is no God, that there is no soul, there is no rebirth. People want to explain everything by material equations. They want to explain everything. If you say something else, that there is soul in the body, or that there is a person God, because these things we cannot show and we cannot prove, but by your fine intelligence, when you become fine, it's called finer brain substance, then you see that there must be God. And I am not this body which follows simple laws of matter. The body follows simple laws of matter. But the soul, it doesn't follow. Soul is very complex. There are many desires, thinking, feeling, they are all there. Whereas the matter, you push it, it will move forward, you cut it, it will become two pieces, and things like that. But the soul is not any material substance. That's why we use matter and spirit. And they don't share common characteristics. Matter's characteristics are different, the soul's characteristics are different. And here is a big discovery. Here is real knowledge. When we understand that life is spirit, and life doesn't have any qualities of matter, then you will have many questions answered. When you propose this concept, this is not a concept or a theory, but at least for theoretically, when people don't know, you have to propose. So, when you propose this concept, then you can explain everything. Why so many kinds of bodies are there? Why so many differences are there between people? Because modern science has no explanation why there are so many species of life. What they have to say? Because such variety of animals, such variety of birds, such beautiful colors, beautiful shapes, and beautiful sounds they make. So it is very fascinating and very interesting, but modern science is so crude that they want to just reduce everything to atoms and molecules. And this is the reason why life has no value nowadays. Because if everybody is simply some atoms and molecules, it doesn't matter you kill him, it doesn't matter you drink, it doesn't matter you eat meat. Because after all, it's all molecules. So whatever you want to do, do it. So here also, Puranjana, the living entity, is called Jana, Pura and Jana. One who is living in his body is called Puranjana. This body is really a city. By many descriptions, this body is a city. It is city in the sense like in the city, when you, like, you know, you come to Nellore from Haryana, you come and you want to know different things in this area. Or your Penna River here, your that Vedagiri Narasimha Swami there, and your ocean there, and your Nellore Lake, Nellore Lake is there, and many other things in terms of buildings and crops, and there are many vegetables which are in Haryana but which are not here. Have you seen tinda here in the market? Did you see tinda here? You don't. Similarly, some things which are here, you don't see them there. So generally people are interested that this is the nature. The God is full of variety. God is ever fresh. You will not, that's why people are always attracted to the beauty of God. It's not like, if you look at a person, all that I have seen him. But with Krishna, it is not like that. Every time you see, Krishna is new. Krishna is fresh. That is Krishna, that is God. Similarly, our wit and humor, is very limited. We only have tiny ability of God. So I may not be able to entertain a person with jokes, so many statements and like that. Maybe occasionally, now and then, whatever Krishna permits. But Krishna can always make a festival, Netrosava. It's like a Nitya Osava. Netrosava means feast to the eyes. Krishna is a feast to the eyes. Like we take feast now and then because of expenditure and labor and so many things we cannot eat every day. So we have feast once in a while. But Netrosva, for the soul, which is always looking for variety, which is always looking for something new, but you don't get anything like that in this world. People say, seaside is nice, forest is nice, moonshine is nice, rain is nice, riverside is nice, and sunset is nice. But you tell them, you just spend your life here watching this. You get frustrated. For a moment, it may be all right. For some time, but we will not be satisfied with these material scenes forever in life. So only with Krishna, because we are sentient individuals. About Prabhupada, Prabhupada wrote a prayer on Vyasa Puja Day of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. Lord is sentient, thou hast proved, and calamity you have removed. People are very bored or frustrated, but they don't know what else to do. Committing suicide is not, that is also not there from within. Although we don't like this world, at the same time we don't want to commit suicide also, because there's always, what is that, even this Darwin said, struggle for existence. Everyone wants to live, go on living. So, because people don't have this knowledge, Puranjana, we only think we are this Pura, but we don't know that we are a drashta, you are a witness. You are not simply this body, but you are the seer of the body, Puranjana. So Narada Muni, who is a liberated soul, who is enlightened soul, and King Prachin Barisat is a very conditioned soul, is an entangled person, and he has a vague idea about God. He knows that there is God, he knows. But he doesn't know in detail. So he's starting with, like Bhagavad Gita starts with first self-knowledge, and then Paramatma knowledge, and then Bhagavan knowledge. If you directly speak about Krishna, it looks like mythology. You know, Krishna without, is unborn, Krishna just appeared. So in our conditioned life, it doesn't make sense. Similarly, Krishna becomes 16,000 Krishnas for rasa dance. It doesn't make sense. And but when we can make a beginner understand that the soul and the body have different characteristics. The soul, unlike the body, it is unborn and undying, whereas the body, date of birth and date of death. But that is not there for the soul. So how can a body conscious person understand the soul? So he is giving an allegory in a story form. He is saying that everybody is interested to walk around a city and see different things going on. You have circus going on, you have cinema going on, you have sports going on, you have exhibition going on, so many things, and people want to visit. So similarly, Narada Muni is saying that a body is like a city, and the resident of this body is the living entity or the soul. That's why when we come into this world, we want to explore. The people are exploring the world. People are investigating the world. People are going under the ground. People are going into the air. People are going under the water. This is called, they are exploring. So similarly, we have this body, and our body has some dictations, no? Even we ourselves, no? People who are undergoing teenage or youth, they were something before, they were attracted to some things before. When you are a child, the child body has those attractions, the child body. And like foolish children, we are also exploring. The child is pulling this, picking up this, licking this. All stupid activities, but the child is happy doing them. Because that is how its intelligence is working at that time. And then when our body changes, we are a youthful body, and we are attracted to our own body. Now we look at our own bodies. Now why do people look at their face in the mirror? Now they look at, am I nice? Am I beautiful? It's their own body, but they want to look in the mirror and imagine themselves as our body is changing. No, they are trying to appreciate, no, their different parts of the body. So that means it's like his body is entertaining the soul. He's attracted to his body, he's attracted to others' bodies, he's attracted to the material world. He doesn't know himself, but he is simply extrovert. Like this Chaitanya Charitamrita, Anade Bahirmukhe, this living entity from time immemorial, it is simply extrovert. We never learned that we don't belong to this world, we don't belong to this body, and so we don't have anything to do with this body and the world. Then what we have to do? We have to withdraw. We have to renounce. We have to become introvert. This is a civilized way of life. Now people are living an uncivilized life. That's why you need so much police. You need so many court systems. And you need so many laws and regulations. The people are all criminals. They are not living a civilized life. Civilized life means self-restraint. Civilized life means introvert life. Civilized life means spiritual way of life. So people don't know at all. So you can call them like crazy people. They are crazy. Everyone who is in body consciousness is a crazy man. because he is not living his real life. His real life is spiritual life. So our real pura, we don't belong to this material pura, this is material existence. We belong to spiritual existence. That's why Bhagavad Gita says there are two kinds of existence. In the 8th chapter, Krishna says, Dhaubhuta sarva lokasin sharakshaksha yavacha sharasvarvani bhutani kotasvaksha uchite. That there are two skies or two worlds, one is material world and spiritual world. Material sky and spiritual sky. Everything in the material world is perishable. It disintegrates and gets destroyed. And everything in the spiritual world, it is everlasting and fresh. Generally, if something becomes world, there will not be any freshness. But in the spiritual world, everything is eternal. At the same time, everything is fresh. You construct a new building here, and everybody will like it, new building. And you go to a old building, which is 60 years old, and everything is falling apart. It is also a building, but it is not appealing. It is not attractive. So generally when we say old, old means people are not attracted. But there is also saying old is gold. That Bhagavad Gita is a very, very, very old book. But it is golden knowledge. God is very, very old. God is ati prachina. God is the oldest person. Does anyone like to marry God? No? God is the oldest person. If you say, if you make a proposal, do you like to marry the oldest person? No one wants to, no? No one wants to marry an old woman. No one wants to marry an old man. Because they will not have energies. They will not have energies. And they will not have that facility in the body because the body has become old. But in the case of Krishna, although he is the oldest person, because his body is not material body. Krishna's body is Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadir Anadir oldest. Anadir Adir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. So here is the reason why we should try to understand God, why we should force ourselves to become attracted to God. People say, I don't have attraction for God. I have attraction for, that means you are going the sensual way. And sensual way, as we are reading in Bhagavad Gita 16th chapter, it will lead you to hell. Any way of life in bodily conception, it will make a hellish situation here, and it will actually take to a place which is a hell. We can make this world hellish and we can move on to a real hell. This is not hell, this is earthly planet. You are mixed here, a mixed happiness and misery. In hell, it is only misery. So we are trying to make this mixed place, the hellish place, because we don't know how to utilize this pura, this body. We are following the dictations of this body, then we become completely captured. We are already captured. By trying to enjoy this body, you will go down. We are reading in Bhagavad Gita, they glide down, birth after birth. Either you have to improve or you have to digress. We cannot remain static. If you are sense enjoying, then your senses will become dull. Like, you know, people start with for fun. They start, let me just see what it is like smoking. And then it doesn't stop with one cigarette. Soon, within a few years, you'll see that he's smoking 40 cigarettes a day, completely ruining his health. So you cannot stop. If he's taking 40 cigarettes, then he's not happy there also. He wants to take drugs, which will give you more kick. Like tea and coffee is a milder intoxication than that, cigarette and more than cigarette is the liquor, and more than liquor is drugs. That means that's how you have to advance. There also you are advancing from milder intoxication to heavier intoxication. So that is also progress. Progress of uncivilized people. A progress of foolish people. That is called degradation. And there is also what is called advancement. That is from material concept, you come to spiritual concept, and there is so much variety in spiritual life. So Prabhupada used to say, limited matter, so much variety is there. In unlimited spirit, what kind of variegatedness you can expect? You cannot imagine the variety in spiritual life. Like even the taste of the holy name, how devotees are able to chant day after day. Because the chanting is not the same every day. Today chanting is something sweet, tomorrow's chanting is sweeter, and it is becoming more sweeter. And that's why you are never in Maljapal. More sweeter, and so people are exploring the body, people are exploring the world. And a devotee is exploring God. So he's into more and more, more and more. So Prabhupada said, these books are my ecstasies. You may wonder how Prabhupada could take just Krishna, and he wrote thousands and thousands of papers, pages. And till end of his life, Prabhupada was writing and writing. He said, I am about to die, but I want to write more. So he instructed his followers, all devotees, they should try to write books, because Krishna is unlimited. And till my death, so many great teachers and devotees have come, and they wrote so many books. All acharyas. And Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj, how many books he has written? Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Prabhupada. And then Prabhupada said, yes, you have to explain spiritual life. You have to explain Krishna. Because you are a contemporary man. The literature left by the previous acharyas, they may not be according to time and place. Because that's about 300 years ago. Now, you write. So in a way, giving examples of a computer, giving example of a radio, or this, that, and then you speak. You explain the subject of Bhagavad Gita, or you explain them the spiritual science, the spiritual technology. And it makes sense to people. So devotees can go on speaking, devotees can go on writing books one after every head. It is a style of thinking. We cannot exactly speak the same thing. Although we are speaking about Krishna, anyone who is a Vaishnava disseminating Krishna consciousness, you listen to cassettes of different devotees, same sloka, you take, yes, Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 25, Text Number 10, what did Radhana Swami say on that, what did Tamal Krishna Maharaj say on that, what did, like you go on, and no one speaks the same thing, but everyone is speaking about Krishna. This is called the ever-fresh, unlimited glory of God. So, with a body that takes birth and dies, still we are not frustrated. People are, they are searching and searching. People are not disgusted. Why old people are not coming to the temple? Why people are not coming to the temple? Because they are exploring their bodies. I want this. I want to do this. Maybe I will try this. I will enjoy this. And then their ideas change. They want to do... No, I always wondered, when do the cinemas end? Every year, thousands of cinemas in the market, is it? Every year, new production, film production. Every year, no? That means people are not... the material variety is so much, like how many novels, how many people are writing novels in the world? No? You know how many novelists are there? It 100 or 1,000? No. Many, every country has novelists. In Andhra itself, you have thousands of people writing, no? And in every different language, they're writing. And this is all about matter, nothing about God. Matter that is perishable, and matter that is static. Static and perishable, and people have so much to write. And what to speak about spiritual world and spiritual matter and Krishna. So people can go on talking and talking and talking about Krishna, because who gives us the ideas? Who gives us the ideas? You are attracted to Krishna, so you wanted to conceive, you wanted to measure the beauty of Krishna, and Krishna is giving you ideas. You go on, and you will know that it is said, like, all our life we may speak about Krishna, but you will not have touched the tip of the iceberg. They call it, in English language, tip of the iceberg. You know, sometimes the ships go in the ocean, and then suddenly there is a Titanic accident. Titanic accident means complete destruction. It's a huge ship and it's going, and they find a little iceberg. Iceberg means ice block. But the ice block is so big, so most of it is under the water and only a part of it is seen. So you don't think it is something serious, and then you just go, and then all your ship breaks to pieces. That is called Titanic disaster. You know, people created in 1950s, first time a very big ship, and they thought it can withstand all the cyclones and all the rough weathers of the sea. But in the very first voyage, not that after 10 years, in the first voyage, the Titanic, they call it Titan, the English word Titan means what? Titan means magnanimous, gigantic. That means it can withstand the environmental pushes and pulls. So they call it Titan. They gave it a great name, Titan. And then this Titan, on its very first voyage, maiden voyage, tip of the iceberg. So similarly, people think, what is this Krishna? All the time, is it not hackneyed, stereotyped, mechanical, boring, and repetitive? It looks like that. But because Krishna is consciousness. Consciousness has no old age. Consciousness has no death. Consciousness has no misery. No misery. So if you know how to remain on spiritual platform, then you will never be bored or frustrated. Like now we always look forward to Mangal Arati. When it will be 4:30, let's go. You don't know what you are getting out of it. Like let's complete our 16 rounds. Let's discuss Bhagavatam. So people are always, want to hear from him, want to read this, next sloka. So, people are lost in this body itself. They have no idea about the soul, which is 1,000 times, unlimited number of times, it is more beautiful than the body. The beauty of the soul, the activities of the soul. So here, Narada Muni is saying the plight. Plight means the difficulties of one who is lost. We are supposed to be established in spirit. You rejoice in soul. You call it Atmasthiti. You be situated in self. But we are not. So we are floating and floating, kicked around. And we are worried, fearful. So this is our exploration. Our experience has not come to an end. Still we are thinking, I am suffering, but maybe I will still get some happiness. So let us go there, let us meet him, let us do this and like that. So when actually your journey comes to an end, when you see that nothing in this world is comforting me, nothing in this world is satisfying me, I have nothing more to look in the outside world, then Krishna will send you a guru. You will not recognize Guru, you will not take Guru seriously if you still want to explore your body, if you want to still explore the gigantic material body, the world. So now people are going everywhere. So that is also some kind of experience, and they will come back. Because you are not meant for becoming happy that way. So Narada Muni is saying, it is not that I am speaking about some king in the year, some king in the past, but everyone is actually a Puranjana. We are all kings, that means you can dominate your body, whichever way you want to use the body, like we are trying to practice bhakti. That is our option. That is our desire. If you don't want, today we can go back to our home and you can do whatever you like. So, you have this body. You can use this body the way you want. But unless you are a guru, you don't know what best can be achieved. Using this body. People are satisfied with petty gains and petty pleasures, but you can get unlimited pleasures and very glorious way of life. So Narada Muni is saying here, he usually engages his body for sense gratification because he has no spiritual conception. So his ultimate goal is sense gratification. And then he is into many karmakanda, fruitive activities. Karmakanda means fruitive activities. One who has no inner knowledge, who does not know that he is spirit soul, living within the body, is simply enamored by the dictation of the senses. It's called a materialist. A materialistic person interested in sense gratification can be called a puranjana. So we are all puranjana. And what is the opposite of puranjana? Who says? Harijana. Puranjana means you are enjoying the body. Harijana means are gopijana. Followers of Krishna are follower of Krishna. Follower of Krishna is called Harijan, and follower of Krishna's followers is called Gopijan. Yeah, you want to be a follower of Vaishnavas. So from Puranjana, what we have to become? What we have to become? Harijan. We have to become Harijan. Don't be a Puranjan. You be a Harijan. Bolo. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I'll complete reading this purport by Prabhupada. So a materialist person interested in sense gratification can be called Puranjan, because such a materialist person